Granny, then, I believe that's our ring.
I don't, Islam. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot them down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Grandpappy Spears' new identity as Davenport the salesman is giving his old friends a bit of trouble. His amnesia has caused him to become the complete opposite of his former self, so no one seems to know quite how to treat him. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner in their jotting down store and library, trying to comprehend the new point system ration chart.
I can't make heads or tails out of these here charts for this point system, or whatever you call it. These charts here for this point system, what is all that about?
Ain't nothing so complicated about that, Ed. I'll explain it to you. For instance, if somebody wants to, wants to buy, say, a 12-ounce can of tomatoes, you just find out here where it says tomatoes.
Yeah, well, what if they don't want to buy tomatoes, though?
Well, I'm supposing they do want tomatoes.
Well, what if they want to buy corn? Everybody don't just come in here and order tomatoes. I can learn it about one thing, Lum, but we've got all kinds of canned goods up here.
All right, take a can of corn, for instance.
Right now?
Yeah.
I'll go get one.
No, wait a minute. I'm explaining this chart to you. Take any can of anything. Say, a can of hominy. Here's hominy right here. You run your finger over here to where it says 10 to 14 ounces. And then you...
Where does it say ounces on that?
Right there. O-Z, yeah.
Is that how you spell ounce?
Why, sure.
I thought that was Oz. I was wondering what all them Oz's is doing in there. Yeah, I'll get into the wizard Oz. Is he the one that made up this chart?
No, of course not. I'll admit, though, some of it looks like it might have been studied up to him.
Well, I'm not sure it was him, Lum. He's more likely in Washington there working for the giver man.
No, he
isn't. Might not everybody else is out here in it, Lum.
The Wizard of Oz is a fictitious character.
He is?
Of course he is.
Well, I hope they catch him then.
Catch him?
Yes, sir. Ain't safe having them fictitious fellas sneaking around Washington these days, Lum.
Reckon they know about the Wizard of Oz.
Huh?
They ain't got nothing to worry about there, I don't think.
But
getting back to the chart here, you just look in the column that says 10 to 14 ounces, and there you see that it takes 10 points for the 5 can of tomatoes.
Well, does that mean now 10 cents?
No, that ain't the price.
Well, I was going to say we'd lose money selling for that long.
That means the number of points it takes to get them.
Points, huh?
Yeah.
You mean some sort of a game?
No.
Well, what game is it? Parcheesi?
Of course not.
Post office?
No.
Well, I'll give it. What game is it?
Ain't no game at all.
Huh?
The customers bring in their stamp books, and, well, I ain't going to go all through that again.
Now, Lum, I ought to know how to...
Figure it out for yourself.
Yeah, for goodness sake. Dogies, maybe I'm just in favor of closing up a store and moving over to Big Fork after all I'm going to go through this.
Well, they got this same point system over there.
They have over at Big Fork,
right,
too.
Sure. This is going on all over the country.
For the land's sake. That Oz is a wizard, I'll say that fine, the way he gets around.
For the land's sake. Speaking of moving, I was talking to Grandpap this morning. You know what he wants to do now?
Huh?
He wants to move back to Toledo.
Back to Toledo?
Yes, sir. Said he wants to try to find the house he used to live in and look up his relays there and see if he can find out something about himself.
Well, he won't find out none of them back there, Lum. And he ain't never been there once in his whole life.
Of course not, but you can't tell him that.
No.
Ever since he found out that card from that weighing machine in his pocket, one that said Toledo Steel Company on it, ever since then he's bound and determined Toledo's his hometown.
Yeah, I know that, yeah.
I tried to tell him all his relays was right here in town. His wife, Charity, and his nephew, Luke, but he won't believe that. Just looks at you like you kicked in the head.
Oh, yeah, that amnesia's got him good, yeah.
Yeah, we just got to figure out some way to keep him from running off to Ohio. That's all there are to it.
Yeah.
He's the only one that knows that formula for making synthetic rubber.
Why, sure, we want to keep him here if we can. Fact is, we got to do it somewhere or other.
If we ever get his memory back, we can start up a factory again.
Why, sure, yeah. If he gets back to Toledo, we might lose all track of him. You can't tell about him.
He ain't got no business going back there, no way. Get lost there, just show us the world.
Yeah, well, in the first place, I don't know what he wants to leave for. All the money he's making now, selling that second-hand stuff, you'd think he'd want to stay here.
Well, I think he's just lonesome. I think that's the whole thing.
Well, yeah, but this is the first time in his whole life he's ever made any money, Lon. He's doing good now.
Well, it just goes to show you that it takes more than money to bring a fella happiness.
Does,
huh? And he works and struggles to get a lot of money, and after he gets it, he discovers it ain't worth so much after all.
Huh.
Just like that old Leonard saying, man, he who steals my purse steals trash.
Well, I reckon that. Huh? Well, all me, Lum, I don't know.
You don't know what?
Who's taking your purse? When did you first notice it was missing?
Well, I never actually missed it.
You don't reckon it was Grandpa, do you?
Of course not. He wouldn't do no such a thing as that.
Well, no, I know he wouldn't ordinary, Lum, but tell you now, since he's got to be busted in Davenport, he did some more peculiar things around here. I told you that might be the very reason that he's trying to get out of town so quick, too, you know?
Oh, it ain't nothing like that.
Huh?
That thing I said about who steals my purse is just Shakespeare.
Shakespeare? I don't guess you can tell by his name he's a crook. Is he a short fella or a tall one? Did you get a good look at him?
Abner Shakespeare never taken my purse nor nobody else's. He was an author, and he just studied that up about that purse deal.
But he's just the head of the gang, I bet that's it. Studies up for robberies and then has the other fellas do the robbing for him.
No.
Reckon how many crooks he's got a working for him.
Abner, in the first place, Shakespeare is dead. In the second
he
place.
Is? Well, I'm sorry to hear that. But, sir, that just goes to prove right there what I've always said. Crime don't never hate. He ought to know better. Ought to.
Abner, he weren't no crook.
Well, of course, I know how you feel, Lon. I hate to say that, too, about a fella that's passed on to his reward, but that ain't getting your purse back.
Well, don't worry. I've got my purse.
You have? But did they get scared and bring it back to you?
No, they never brought it back.
Well, how'd you get it, then?
I never lost it in the first place.
Now, Lon, you oughtn't to say that. You're telling a story, and you know it. You're just trying to shield that batch of crooks. That's what you're doing. Just feeling sorrowful for them because they lost their leader. You oughtn't to do that,
Lon. I ain't feeling sorrowful for nobody. I just said that who steals my purse steals trash. That means
I don't care what condition your purse was in, Lon. Trash or no trash, you ought to get it back. It belongs to you and you ought to have it.
For goodness sakes.
Yes, sir, and I dog it. If I find the fella's got it, I'm going to get it for you, too. I'll tell you that right now.
All right, that's fine.
I don't like stealing. No,
it's nice of you to help me.
Well, not at all. I'm just proud to do it.
You see it, you get it.
Yes, sir, I will. I'll fist fight him for it. That's
now, what let's get back to Grandpa before it's too late to keep him from going to Toledo.
Huh?
The first thing we ought to do is to try to make him feel at home here in Pine Ridge.
Feel at home?
Yeah, make him realize all his friends are right here.
Oh, oh.
Got to take him around and introduce him to folks.
Introduce Grandpa?
Why, sure.
For the land's sake, how can you introduce a fella that everybody already knows, Ron?
Well, they don't actually know him, though.
Huh?
Or he don't know them. They don't know him as Buster V. Davenport. They know him as Grandpappy Spears. And they ain't no such person. Leastways, not till he gets his memory back then.
Oh, well, I don't know, Lum. I believe they know him as D.D. Davenport, too. Great, he's been getting around town selling them vacuum cleaners and all. He's called on right now every house in town.
Well, yeah, but them's just business connections. He ain't met the folks social.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he needs, some social life.
Yeah, some social life.
Why, sure. Take them drummers that come to town, you know, Dick Huddleston knows them. Moe's Moose knows them. But they wouldn't want to settle down here.
Well, no, I don't reckon they
wouldn't seem like home to them because none of their neighbors lives here.
No.
And Grandpa's worse off than they are even because he don't know no neighbors nowhere in the whole world.
No. Fact is, he don't even know for sure who he is himself.
That's right. So we got to get him introduced around town here.
Well, he might be right. Of course, it's going to seem sort of peculiar though, Lon. Taking him up to somebody, well, like Ezra C. Stone, saying, Ezra, I'd like to have you shake hands with Mr. Davenport, formerly known as Grandpappy Spears.
Well, don't put that last part on there.
Huh?
Embarrass him and everybody else. Act like he was a complete total stranger.
Well, I reckon we can. Of course, everybody's going to know different so long.
And we ought to have him over to our houses for supper, too.
Every night?
No, just once in a while.
Maybe
invite some neighbors in, too.
Come
sit around and talk social.
Talk social, huh?
Yeah, besides making him feel at home, that might bring his memory back, too.
Talking social?
Well, they say familiar faces and familiar scenes sometimes helps a fella get shut of his enemies.
Well, if it'll do that, well, I'd be proud to have him over the place for supper. And I reckon Elizabeth would, too, if he'll just recollect to wipe his feet before he comes in the parlor, not trashing the batch of mud.
Well,
said.
He might recollect that. He's a changed man every other which way now.
Well, he might.
Get him to look at pictures through your stereoscope. Let him put that seashell up to his ear and listen to the sea roar.
Oh, yeah, he always loved that thing. Sit there by the arm, listen to it. And he swears up and down he can hear the Pacific Ocean roaring in there.
Pacific?
Yeah, claims he can recognize the Pacific Ocean whenever he hears it.
Yeah, that is pretty far-fetched.
Why, of course it is. It's the Atlantic Ocean you can hear in there. Anybody can tell that.
Well, whichever ocean it is. Get him to listen to it anyway.
Oh, yeah.
We ought to get Walt Bates to have him over some night, too.
Walt, huh?
Nesbitt Seatrunk and Caleb Weehunt and Ulysses S. Quincy.
Just have all his old friends, huh?
Yes, Addy. One of them might just happen to say something or might look familiar to him and... thing, his memory come back to him.
All right, Doggy, that'd be a fine thing, Mom. And his poor woman, Charity, she'd warn herself to death about it.
We got to get him to mix him with as many folks as we can.
Yeah.
And we got to do it as quick as possible, too.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Wait a minuet.
What's the matter?
I think I'd give myself a hidey.
A hidey?
I know how we can get him to meet everybody all at one time.
Huh?
Get him to have the time of his life while we're doing it, too.
What are we going to do, Mom?
We're going to get up a big party for him.
A party?
Yes, sir. The biggest one that this town has ever saw, too. Hi, Granny. Do you know what this will be?
Huh?
It'll be Grandpap's coming out party.